The Texas government, citing security concerns, withdrew from the federal refugee resettlement program earlier this year. What that means, in effect, is that the state stopped accepting federal funds, but refugees continue to come. In fact, more have settled in Texas in the past 6 years than in any other state, and they need support services. Texas Public Radio's Wendy Rigby reports on where refugees in San Antonio are turning for help.
When refugees arrive in America, they need everything from clothing to English classes to medical care.
We're just going to get his height and weight, and we're going to take him into the room.
The medical, dental, and nursing schools at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio have teamed up to operate one of the only student-run refugee clinics in the country. Now that Texas is not accepting federal money for refugee assistance, those resettlement funds will go to private and nonprofit groups taking care of people who arrive here with virtually nothing.
Do you have any allergies that you know of?
Each Wednesday at St. Francis Episcopal Church, dozens of refugees from all over the world come for free care at the Refugee Health Clinic. People from the Middle East, Southern Africa, and Asia. They have fled violence and persecution. An estimated 5,000 refugees live within 3 miles of San Antonio's medical center. Most who resettle here receive temporary federal government health benefits that run out after 6 months or so. After that, Texas says they're on their own. Then what?
So we really, really fill that gap before they can kind of get on their feet after they've lost their government benefits.
That's medical student Michael Chan, who says he's disappointed Texas has pulled out of the refugee program over safety concerns.
Politics is what it is, but as doctors, as people who can bear witness to people who are suffering, we feel like it's our duty and it's their right to get medical care and to be connected with services that are going to make their life better.
52-year-old Leila Mohsen came to the clinic for dental care. She's a teacher from Iraq who came to America with her family of seven to escape the violence.
We left Iraq and came to the United States because there is safety here. There is no safety. The main concern, the lethal explosive cars. You can get caught with an explosive car at any place, anytime.
Number two is missing.
Dental student Eduardo Vela is originally from another country, too. He understands his patient's challenges.
If you don't know the language, there's a lot of cultural differences. I myself grew up in Mexico, so I know a little bit of the feeling of being an outsider and then trying to fit in.
Medical Director Browning Wayman says the needs of this population are great.
They are in search of people to manage their high blood pressure, their diabetes, their high cholesterol, thyroid disease, mental health issues.
The refugees don't use the free clinic forever. The staff helps them find more permanent care. Navigating the healthcare system can be difficult even for Americans, says one of the clinic's founders, Dr. Andrew Muck.
You don't speak the language, may not have a job, and even though you're in the midst of this robust health system, you can't get in the door, can't get over those hurdles.
All right, buddy. We're going to use your right arm if that's okay.
One thing you notice in this multicultural mix, no matter where you're from, seven-year-olds are very much the same.
How many shots am I going to get? One or zero?
Even if the state government in Texas isn't welcoming refugees with open arms these days, many Texans are.
All right, all then.
For NPR News, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.